Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Regular listeners, all four of you, will recognize the Hooray for Hollywood theme.
They're regular?
Totally.
The four are very regular.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as they eat their Wheaties, they
do. And we are joined at this time, each and every Monday that we happen to be here, and there's no Cardinal baseball, by that great newsman, Sean Michael Lyle, that student of the Hollywood Hills, going to broadcast school, working in Hollywood, rubbing shoulders with celebrities on a regular basis. We've already learned over the course of these many weeks together that he's had a cigar with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, more than one.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. That he's had a hamburger with Mackenzie Phillips.
Yeah.
Last week we learned that he had iced tea.
With Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John, who had recently passed away. Unbelievable. Today we have another story.
Yes, this one's a little bit different.
Hold on, we're queuing the music.
There's the music. Now, I've only seen Willie Nelson in concert, so it's not Willie Nelson.
Oh.
Actually, this is a celebrity encounter that I had that is one of my favorites. My wife and I are favorites, and it's not a person.
Huh.
It's not a place.
It's not a place.
Oscar
Grouch. It would have to then be a thing.
No, it'd be a thing.
Yeah.
It's a bus.
A bus.
A bus.
The Honeysuckle Rose.
The Honeysuckle Rose bus.
Now, that music was from the 1980 movie Honeysuckle Rose, which was about a tour bus.
Okay.
And it was actually Willie Nelson's tour bus.
Of course.
So, Willie Nelson. Now, I don't know which of the two Honeysuckle Roses that existed at that time, because Willie Nelson had two of them made, and they were identical.
Hmm.
I was one of the two. But anyway, he would apparently loan them out to his friends sometimes. And Hoyt Axton, I don't know if you know Hoyt Axton,
the great country singer.
Well, country singer. He was on, I think, movies like Goonies and things like
that. Yeah, yeah.
And he wrote Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. That's he wrote that song.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he was
Hoyt Axton.
He was nominated for a Grammy for that. His mother, Rose Axton, wrote some of Elvis Presley's big hits.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, like Heartbreak Hotel.
Rose
and stuff like
Axton.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Nobody confuses them.
Oh. Well, I don't know. They look kind of similar once you got up in the years.
But jeez.
Anyway, so Hoyt Axton was touring.
Yeah.
Touring with the this band, and I was there to introduce him on stage at a county fair in Washington State.
You're the MC at the county fair.
I was the MC, you know, introducing
Sean Michael Lyle.
Well, I've done that a lot.
Yeah.
Introducing, especially country acts and things. Interesting thing is a couple of these guys in his band, the song Southern Cross?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
David Crosby,
Stills, Nash.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Stephen Stills co-wrote it with these two brothers. Anyway, I got to hang out with them. But anyway, so.
Stephen Stills?
No, not Stephen
Stills. Oh, all right.
No.
Okay.
The other guys
were the brothers.
Song.
Okay.
But anyway, so I was there introducing it, and I was kind of hanging out with Hoyt Axton's manager. And this was a smaller county fair and everything like that. And so we just kind of hung out together. And so after the show, or really as the show was going on, my wife and I and the manager, we went to the bus.
To the bus.
To the Honeysuckle Rose.
The Honeysuckle Rose bus.
And we sat on the Honeysuckle Rose counting the gate receipts. We were counting the cash.
They counted the cash on the Honeysuckle Rose.
Yeah.
Really?
So to us, that was as real deal as it could get. So, counting gate receipts.
Yeah, now do you remember how much cash came in that night for the Hoyt Axton concert?
I don't remember at all.
Was it more than
$10,000.
$10,000 on the Honeysuckle Rose. So, now was it all cash?
It was all cash, yeah.
All cash on the Honeysuckle.
Help me out with the Honeysuckle Rose. What they made a movie about Willie Nelson's bus?
Yes.
Really? Yeah, what about it?
It wasn't with Willie Nelson. He was in it, but it was about this fictitious country singer and his touring around on the Honeysuckle Rose.
Let me tell you who was in that movie, Michael.
Please. Yeah.
Amy Irving was in that movie. Yeah. The great actress.
Of course, yeah.
Diane Cannon was in that movie. Did you ever meet Diane Cannon?
No, I did not.
What'd you think of her? Plus or minus? What do you think?
Plus.
Okay, I agree. You know who else was in that movie?
Didn't age well. Mm-hmm.
Well, then none of us do, Shawn Michaels. Slim Pickens.
Yes, Slim Pickens
was in that movie. No, and of course, we all know Slim Pickens from.
Where I tell you. Yeah, I know Slim. You know what? I never saw the movie.
You never saw
Honeysuckle Rose. Never seen Honeysuckle
Rose. But you've been on the bus.
Read it tonight.
But we were
tonight.
You and your bride need to head over to Blockbuster.
Sat on it.
And get that movie.
Counting gate receipts. And that was a real highlight. I really enjoyed it.
And that was in Washington State.
Yep, in Washington State.
Hoyt Axton.
Yeah, interestingly enough, talking with Hoyt Axton and interviewing him, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't really measure up to actually sitting on the Honeysuckle Rose counting gate receipts.
So Hoyt was a little underwhelming?
No, he was fine.
Yeah,
he was fine. He's got a great voice. You know, he did
does.
A lot. Of, he did a lot of
county fairs. Voice,
you have some Hoyt Axton over there, PJ. He's looking him up. All I loved Hoyt Axton. He was in. I think he was in an episode of Sanford and Son.
He was in everything.
Yeah,
and he did a lot of commercial voiceover work as well.
He had a great voice.
Yeah,
very deep voice. Very
very smooth.
Mellifluous.
Yes,
I've never been to a county fair.
No?
Ever in your life?
Oh, in Iowa. I went to a bunch of county fairs in Iowa. But in Missouri, like just waking up one weekend and thinking, let's go to the county fair. Yeah. Never done that.
Well, out where I'm from, county fairs are big because the counties are huge.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and the 4-H, the kids making their animals and all that stuff is a big deal at the county fair.
Well, that's what fairs are really about.
And we know that what year approximately would this affair have taken place?
Probably early 80s. The movie had only been out for a couple of years.
So 82, let's say.
82, 83. Something like that. I think it was 84.
And the great Hoyt Axton was there.
Rain coming down from the roof won't hold her. Well, I lost my job and I feel a little older. Car won't run and I look grown colder. Maybe things will get a little better in the morning. Maybe.
How about that voice?
You a country music fan, Sean?
I was a voting member of the Country Music Association for 25 years.
Unbelievable.
Voting member?
Yeah. There we go again.
Really?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I'm not a country music fan.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Stop the presses.
What?
You were a voting member in the country music
CMA.
The CMA.
Yeah.
So you were voting on who got the CMA
the awards. Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable. How did that honor?
Because I was a program director of country music radio stations for decades.
Could you tell a new country song this is going to be a hit?
Sometimes I could, but sometimes I couldn't because those things were often decided on things other than the music itself. I was always a proponent for women country artists, which they don't like women anymore.
Tammy Wynette?
It was a little after that. I mean, she did some, but
who were the big
Is
stars?
Bonnie Raitt country?
No.
Okay.
Garth Brooks, for example, I was one of the first to play.
He just came along. He was just coming along.
Yeah, I've talked with him numerous times.
Of course you have.
Well, you name country. Now, country, especially the older country, I've met most everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Charlie Strait?
There is no Charlie Strait, unless it's one of George's friends.
George Strait, I mean. Charlie Strait Charlie Strait was a made piano rolls at the turn of the century. He was a novelty pianist. That's why
you. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. Okay, a quick story. I never met George Strait. That's one of the few that I haven't met. Right. But anyway, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, they were doing a concert in El Paso, Texas, and my morning show partner, her name was Lupita Morales.
Lupita Morales?
Yeah, because it's New Mexico, so she's Hispanic. So anyway, she goes to the show, and she's there to introduce the act or whatever, and Tim and Faith had just had this little baby named Grace. And so Lupita's back there with her backstage pass and everything. And bless their little hearts, because she was this big, smiley Hispanic woman, they thought that she was there to take care of their baby. So they handed her the baby.
Word.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
What did she do?
Well, she held the little baby and everything like that. And so when she went out on stage with the baby to introduce them, they're like, oh, my goodness, this is the radio personality to introduce us.
With the baby. Little Grace McGraw.
But they said, we thought you were being provided to take care of the baby. So.
Now, how old is Grace McGraw now?
She's probably about 25.
Oh, my word.
24? Grace McGraw. I wonder if 24? She's a, let's go to the research department and see if we
about
can find out about
something like
Grace
that.
McGraw.
Yeah.
She's 25.
Is she
doing anything? Has she made a mark yet?
It just says she's Faith Hill's daughter.
That's all she's ever been.
That would be horrible.
Yeah, but it was kind of funny, too, because so Faith Hill had just had this baby, right?
Yeah.
And we were in Nashville. We were at the Ryman Auditorium.
Oh.
And so there were these, this new, I don't even remember what the act was. But anyway, there's two teenagers and their dad. And they were really nice kids and everything. And there's, you know, a typical, like, 16-year-old girl or something like that. She borrowed Faith Hill's pants. She had these gold LeMay
pants. She was wearing Faith Hill's pants.
Because both of them. Now, Faith Hill had just had a baby.
And a 16-year-old girl
could wear her size
one
pants.
Give me a break.
Wow. And Faith Hill came out there and says, no, you did not have a baby.
Have you had enough time to stick around for another segment with us?
Sure.
All right.
Wow.
Let's take a little break here. I want to ask Shawn Michaels a little bit about his St. Louis routine since he's moved to town.
All right. I'm in.
Maybe I didn't love you.
Grammy Award winner.
Yeah. Very nice.
Quiet as often as I could have.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly, sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
We gave the King of Pain, Braxton Payne, the night off this evening, so we decided to keep Shawn Michaels around for an extra segment. And who's this playing in the background?
That's Eddie Arnold, buddy. Eddie
I don't even know who Eddie Arnold is.
Cattle call. Eddie Arnold had more hit songs than anybody. Now, country hits, mind you.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, there were crossovers, too, in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, all the way to the 80s.
I mean, even think about that.
More than the Beatles?
More than the Beatles, more than Elvis Presley.
The Beatles were only around for 4 years. I mean, this is decades of Eddie Arnold.
But I was mentioning him because of, there again, the celebrities that really meant a lot to me was Honeysuckle Rose, sitting on the Honeysuckle Rose.
That's big. Right. I think we'd all agree. That was
And I was in Nashville on the General Jackson, once again with my wife, and all these famous country people were coming on the General Jackson.
Was that the car in the Dukes of Hazzard?
No, I think...
That's the General Lee.
Oh, that's okay. A General Lee.
I was close. I had the same
generally war. Speaking.
Yeah.
And we were on the General Jackson because they were having a show. And I think that night, they gave Waylon Jennings his five platinum albums or
Waylon
something like that.
Waylon Jennings.
Yeah. And there were all these famous country singers who were there. And that was really neat. But we were standing there and we saw this old man and woman walking along. Yeah. And he had on the little Colonel Sanders tie. And I thought, oh my gosh. It's Eddie Arnold.
Wow.
And we had dinner that night with Eddie
you
Arnold
had
and his
dinner
wife.
With Eddie Arnold.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. No, let's recap if you're keeping score at home. That's cigars with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
De Governator.
That's burgers with Mackenzie Phillips.
Yeah, one burger.
That's iced tea with Olivia Newton-John and dinner. With Eddie Arnold.
With Eddie Arnold, yeah.
And let's not forget Yakov Smirnoff.
Of course.
Yeah, pizza with Yakov.
Pizza with Yakov Smirnoff. You had pizza with Yakov Smirnoff.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
You've been a country music disc jockey most of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In one regard or another, yeah.
Okay, I'm not a country fan, but I did have one brush with country music, and I'm curious if you've been there to Luckenbach, Texas.
No, I haven't been to Luckenbach, but there is a Luckenbach, Texas.
I went. I've been there.
You've been to Luckenbach.
I've been to
Hill
Luckenbach.
Country. You've been to
yeah,
the Hill Country?
Hill Country, yeah.
Yeah, just near
And everybody was telling me this is where Waylon and Willie and, you know.
Fredericksburg, which is a neat little town, right?
It's a small, It's like a little community store. It's just one little thing, and everybody sits around outside there.
Yeah, that's northwest of San Antonio. Actually, that's not too far from Uvalde, Texas, where that shooting
is. That
was.
Right?
Yeah, it's just north of that. But
so, how did you get into the news business from country music being a disc jockey?
When I got into radio, everybody did news. You did sales. You did news. I was chief engineer at several stations.
Really?
As well. Yeah.
We need your help around here.
Yeah, the microphones keep.
As soon as it went digital, I said no, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, if I can't see the plug-in
where it goes. Was there a moment that you said, that's it, I'm no longer going to be the disc jockey, I'm going to be the newsman?
Well, it wasn't so much a moment that I said that, but I was in Arizona, and I was what's called an operations manager. I ran three radio stations. Ooh. I was doing mornings on one of them. It was a country station.
Phoenix?
No, it was in southern Arizona, Sierra Vista, where Fort Huachuca is, down by the border.
Fort Huachuca.
Yeah. And my newsman, who was a retired Navy captain, he up and died on me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so that's one more thing I needed to do was I went back to doing news. I hadn't been doing news there at that time, but I'd always done some news. And then finally, my wife says, well, you know, we can make more money and go to a bigger place or whatever if you just did news.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, brilliant. Well, I know some people.
Brilliant woman, that wife of yours.
So I made a phone call, and then I ended up in Bakersfield, California, as a news director for a little
bit. Not a
bad town. And then 2 years later, we were in our hometown of San Jose, California.
Yeah.
And I was on the radio station that everybody my age from where I'm from grew up listening to, which had become an all-news station.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
Yeah, so I was doing all news in Silicon Valley, covering all the technology, covering my hometown soccer team, the San Jose Earthquakes.
Right. Yeah. They were.
And the San Jose Sharks. And so and the 49ers, when the 49ers moved from San Francisco, I covered that story from beginning to end.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and like I say, all the tech. And there wasn't really much crime to cover in San Jose at that time because it only had like 3 or 4 homicides.
Sounds like
a year.
You've lived in every climate in our country so far.
Pretty
you've been
much.
To the desert, the mountains,
yes,
the ocean.
Yep, yep, yep.
The, yeah, you've been, and now you're here in the Midwest.
Yes.
The armpit.
No. Oh, you see.
Doesn't it, in the summertime, doesn't it feel like the
no.
Oh, come on.
Humid?
It's so hot.
He
no,
loves it's it here, Michael. Give him a
I
break.
Love it here, too, but yeah. Come on.
No.
I
mean,
you coming from the Bay Area, you like this heat in the summertime?
Well, I was just telling you that I was living in the desert southwest. There's something called the
monsoon. That's a dry heat, though.
No, the monsoon season? Are you
yeah.
kidding? They have, you know, the storms that washed out everything here?
Uh-huh.
They have those, like, July through early September.
So you and the Mrs. Lyle, you've been here for just over a year?
2 years.
2 years
mm-hmm.
it's been.
Yeah.
So do you feel like this is home?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's very alien to me. Everything
yeah.
is very, very, still very strange.
Yeah.
The food...
Well, because COVID happened right when he moved here
well,
as well.
Well, there was that, too. So, yeah. yeah, as I like to say, getting to know St. Louis was like being introduced to somebody when they were asleep.
You
know?
Yeah.
You know the name and you know what they look
well,
like.
Well, they're still sleeping out there they're, if you're
yeah,
looking at
the
to
streets. An extent. But it's also very different. I mean, the culture is very rich and deep. And kind of ancient in a lot of
right.
ways.
So yeah.
and it's not something that you get to know quickly or easily.
Right.
And if you're just not used to it, if you haven't been brought up around it.
Is it frustrating to hear the pronunciations of words that you know are being said the wrong way?
Well, no, because everybody does that. But
yeah.
what's hard, though, is that...
Like Bellefontaine neighbors?
Yeah. What's hard is that, you know, it's like, I'll admit it, the River Des Perez,
yeah.
because everything else had been French and pronounced wrong. Why not that? It's the one thing that is pronounced correctly.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
yeah,
and that's
except for Gravois.
Yeah. Well, Gravois. Oh, there is another one. Why isn't it Gravois? It's Gravois. It should be Gravois, but actually, it should be Gravois. But
it should be Gravois.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. That there's that. You get used to that. And that's not a problem. I like, you know, the historic nature and the blending of French and English and hillbilly.
I'm Michael. I'm Michael Sean. You're Sean Michael.
Michael. Right.
Is Michael your middle name?
Yes.
Okay. And your entire life have used both names as
yeah.
your name?
Well, my mother called me Sean Michael at times. And if
yeah.
she did, that was not good. But I was generally, as a boy growing up, I was Sean to the guys and Michael to the girls, and I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you just made it Sean Michael. And
well, I can tell you from observation that Michael to the girls generally works out pretty well.
Yeah, it works
yeah.
okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
but I'm
yeah.
Michael Sean though.
Yeah.
But I never went with both names. Now my mother, when I was in trouble, would call me Michael Sean. Michael Sean, get
yeah.
in here.
Well, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But no, just it. I don't know, Sean Michael Lyle. Throughout radio, everybody always knew who I was.
Right.
They never knew I was either the guy with three names
uh-huh.
or I was Sean Michael, whatever it was, and a few people would know all three names.
Wow.
Well, folks, you've been enriched. Radio has a way of doing that for all of us. It brings us experiences and memories and tastes and smells that no other medium can provide.
I'm sorry, did I smell?
We've tasted and smelled tonight.
Pay no attention to him, Sean.
Sean Michael
I don't.
Lyle. Sean Michael Lyle, thank you. We will see
you
the next time we see you. Right here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Two for two.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
You know what I haven't done yet this summer?
Hold on. Let me think about that. Mm-hmm. For a minute. Let's see. Vacation? You've done that.
He's a jerk. I haven't been to Ted Drew's yet this summer.
You have not been to Ted Drew's?
Have you?
I have not.
Yeah. I love it. And last night, before I went and sat with the bunny rabbit, I thought maybe I'll go out there. But I'm on this health kick, so I didn't go.
Whoa!
But let me ask you this.
Whoa! Stop the presses. You're on a health kick.
Well, I'm trying to lose weight and exercise.
What did we just eat for dinner this evening?
Well, that's with you. See, I can excuse it because it's one night I was with you. I'll call that my cheat night.
Yeah. So,
but that was tonight.
Apparently, I'm everyone's cheat night because.
Well, that's because every night, everything you eat's like cheating.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, here was the deal. Well, let's be honest. There's really not much open in downtown St. Louis on a Monday evening.
Yeah, that's true.
In the middle of the
summer. And I'm trying to eat healthy, too.
Are you?
Do you know what I had for lunch today?
This ought to be good.
Unbelievable. Because I like to eat.
Broiled cod.
You're close.
Whoa.
So I had a small Caesar salad.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't eat the croutons.
Yeah. Did you put the dressing on it?
Yeah, the dressing was on there.
Well, that's where the
it
real
was small. It was
in.
Small.
Okay.
And then I had a grilled, crap.
Flounder?
Salmon? Tilapia.
Tilapia.
With capers.
Yeah.
And I had grilled.
Love capers.
What you call them? Little cucumber. The zucchini.
Does it feel like we're playing trades when he's describing what he's having?
Grilled tilapia and the grilled zucchini.
Where did you get this at?
At Pan de Olive.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
On McCausland.
Now, capers,
nice.
One of my favorite.
Love capers.
Is that a vegetable, right? Is that a veggie?
It's got to be.
It's like garlic. It's like an olive or garlic.
What's a caper?
I think it's like an olive, right?
It could be.
Yeah,
it's got a little.
It would have to be.
It's got a little to it.
Yeah,
the caper.
I like the caper, especially with lemon.
And with fish.
Fish.
I had a lemon on the plate today.
Yeah. What? How would they describe capers there on the?
Let's go to the.
The caper comes from the caper bush. It's a perennial plant that bears rounded, fleshy leaves and large, white to pinkish flowers.
Oh.
Huh.
They come from a prickly bush called Capparis spinosa.
Oh, because I think he's a pitcher for the Phillies.
I think that's got to be Italian, right?
There's
origins in Italy. It has to be, right?
Grows across the Mediterranean.
But does it say, is it a fruit or a vegetable? Or
it's
got
to be a veggie. It grows in a bush like that?
A bush. Well, I mean, so do oranges.
No, they grow on a tree.
Well, it's like a bush. It's just bigger.
Here's a good question for you. What's a melon?
Well, a melon is... you got your melon. They grow on the ground there.
Do they grow on a vine? Is that what defines
the vine?
Yeah, they grow on the ground on a vine.
Those are fruits.
Because the watermelon right now is incredible.
It's very good.
Now, let me tell you. You got to go to get the watermelon right now while the season's hot.
Yeah.
Because there's two types of watermelon.
You got the...
There's the watermelon when you cut it open and you eat it and it's got a little crispness to it.
Uh-huh.
And then there's that other one that the second
melts
you start,
in your mouth.
It like disintegrates and it gives you that.
Yeah.
It's almost like you got cat hair in your mouth, separated.
Like cotton candy almost.
It's not good.
Oh, I love it.
No. You want it to have a little crispness to it.
No, you want
the
watermelon to melt in your mouth. Now, you don't want the seeds in there. That's the only problem I have with watermelon.
Right.
Are those darn seeds. I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they don't bother
me. Why can't they put the seeds in the middle like they do in an orange?
Well, they are breeding, I don't know if breeding's the right word, cultivating a watermelon now that are seedless.
I'm for that.
Because the one that I got the other night was seedless.
You had a seedless watermelon.
Yeah, it was a little circle. It was like the size of a volleyball.
Yeah.
So it was a little circle.
Did it have the rind on it or whatever?
Yeah, and then I cut it in half. And then I cut out all the stuff and took the rind off, and I love watermelon.
It's
only
good.
This time. Pretty soon it's going to get mushy and gushy.
Now, how are you with cantaloupe?
Hate it.
You hate cantaloupe.
Yeah, honeydew. Hate it.
Yeah.
What's the other?
There's another one of those melons. You got the honeydew. You got the cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
You got the. Let's go to the research department.
Cantaloupe now. Stinks. It smells bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't do it for me.
I like cantaloupe.
But I was trying to think about what other melons there are that I like. And I mean, I like watermelon.
Right.
But I don't like cantaloupe. I don't much care for honeydew.
Yeah.
There's another one. Is it like
that's what we're doing.
The orange. It's an orange.
No. I'm not seeing much here.
Yeah. No. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So maybe we've covered the whole melon. Inventory.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. I went to the dentist today.
Did you now?
Today was the day to get my cap.
Oh, you're getting a crown.
I did, or I was.
You're getting a crown.
So I have the temporary. I have the temporary in there right
thing.
Now,
yeah,
and
right,
it's
right.
I guess like putty or something.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that they put
yeah,
in your
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah.
So I go see the guy. And great doctor. I love the guy.
You love your
Dr.
dentist.
Dr. Triplett. He's an awesome
Dr.
dentist.
Dr. Triplett.
He's the best dentist
one
I've ever had.
One of three children.
But I think I had told you when I came back from New York, my teeth disintegrated in my mouth.
Oof.
One of my teeth did.
Oof.
So I go to the dentist. He gave me this temporary thing. We make a cap.
Yeah.
I get there today.
Yeah.
He says, how's it going? I said, fine. I said, although the last 2 days when I've been chewing.
Funny that you mention it, doctor.
Yeah. The last 2 days when I've been chewing on that side of my mouth. I can feel a little bit of pressure, like in the area that you've put the fake.
A little shooting pain, perhaps.
Not a pain. It's like pressure.
Pressure.
It's like pressure.
Right.
It's not, you know, pain, take you to your knees. No, not
yeah,
like
no,
that.
No, no, no.
Wasn't hurting. Wasn't shooting, but it was pressure.
Pressure.
Something was weird.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me. He goes, I'm not even going to start. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, I can't do this for you anymore. And I said, why? He goes, because you're going to need a root canal.
A root canal.
I said, are you kidding me? And so then he did all these little experiments on my little tooth, you know, he's beating on
You've
it.
You've never had a root
on.
Canal.
No, I've never had a root canal.
Huh.
I'm 47 years old. Do I look like I'm 80?
I've had a few root canals.
Really? No. What, did your parents not give you a toothbrush when you were a kid?
I don't know what happened. It's you know, I'm English.
Yeah.
But the root canal, here's what happens. So you go in there. Yeah, and they give you the Novocaine.
Uh-huh.
You know,
they
give
you that, that hurts for a second, right?
Just a little prick.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Right.
And you know, you get the Novocaine
right.
going. And then, you know, once that's all happened, then they put the thing in there, wow, you can't talk, and they got the thing in there.
Right.
And then they, you know, they spray.
It smells.
And it smells bad.
Yeah.
But you don't feel a thing.
Really?
Yeah. It just sounds
and
bad.
And then do you walk out of there that day? Like, am I going back to another temporary deal where I have to wait a while? And
yeah, I mean.
And then I'll get a cap?
Yeah, right. Right.
Ugh.
And sometimes you can have a root canal and not need a crown.
This is just too much of a, it's ridiculous. I mean, look, the dentist is great, and this is not his fault. It's my fault. But I was depressed as heck. When I got there, I was so excited. I thought, I'm getting this cap.
And you're going
to
be done.
I'm going to go back to life.
And be
Everything's going to be great.
Yes.
I'm going to pretend like it never happened. And he says, you got to tell me the truth. Have you been having any pain? And I said, no, but I feel like I'm getting a little pressure there. And he goes, Michael, I think we're going to have
Let me
to
just
do a
tell
root
you,
canal.
Buddy, you're worried about your little root canal.
Yeah.
I got a trip to Europe in my mouth. It's not good. It's not good. It's wait till you're a decade older.
Is that when it starts?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to the dentist the other day, and she came in. You know, they looked at the X-rays and everything.
Called her kid and said, "You're going to Harvard."
So I was talking to her, and she says, "You know, her husband's a dentist, and they're both pilots."
Uh huh.
And I said, oh, really, what kind of plane do you have? She told me, wow. I said, well, after you get done with this, you're going to have a jet. So, yeah, not good.
Well, I'll keep you updated, buddy, but it was a very depressing day.
Did you set the appointment today?
Yeah, and it doesn't happen until September.
Yeah, no, they got to take some time.
But I would hope you think this temporary will last that long?
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine.
It irritates me because I run my tongue across
I would stay away from the pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that cheese, you know, it's not good.
Well, then what can you chew? I've been eating a lot of watermelon.
Watermelon's good.
Yeah, watermelon's good.
Pudding.
Pudding.
It's really good.
I could lose a lot of weight
You could puree
my food.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, just practice like I'm going to the home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Come that little orange blob and a little green blob and a little brown blob right there on the plate.
You ever go to visit somebody when they're sick and they're just coming out of it and they... they won't give them real food yet, but they've got like pureed chicken or pureed green beans.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know, man.
This is what life has become. Yeah. You go out the way you came
well,
in.
Well, we're all coming there.
You go out of this world the way you come in, in diapers and gumming on your food.
Yeah, we're all going to get there eventually. So, well, on that happy thought. Michael Kelly is over there with his root canal in the offing. I'm John Hancock over here. And how about Albert Pujols yesterday? One of the great performances by a 40-year-old in the history of baseball. We're going to talk about that next here on KMOX.
Here's Ashby's next pitch. A swing and a long drive. Left field. That ball is in Big Mac land. Albert Pujols cuts the lead in half. Career home run number 688. The pitch on the way. Pujols swings and hits a drive. Deep left center field. It's long, long gone. A home run. Three-run homer. Albert Pujols. Sensational. 6-2 Cardinals.
Was that not something else?
Unbelievable. Great calls.
Incredible.
Danny Mac, too, also had some awesome calls on Bally Sports, if you haven't heard them.
And Albert, I mean, he's been on fire since the All-Star. Since July the 2nd, he's got an OPS of over 1,000. He is one of the hottest hitters in baseball, and it's just remarkable. But perhaps the best call on those home runs occurred on the Spanish language broadcast for the Cardinals. Polo Asensio and Benji Molina, check this out.
Intentar cerrarle la puerta a los cerveceros de Milwaukee.
¡Vámonos! ¡Profundo! ¡Jardín central izquierdo! ¡La pelota se va! ¡La máquina! 689, tres carreras de un bombazo del número 5. Albert, no te merecemos. Eres mucho para nosotros. Tú eres un inmortal. Los Cardenales se van arriba. 6-2. Escucha el estadio. El Bush está vuelto loco. Está a los pies de la máquina. José Alberto Pujols.
Wow, super bombazo.
Wow.
How about that call?
That was exciting.
Muy profundo.
Yeah.
That means that's a big
profound.
Deal.
Profound. He deal. Said it was profound.
He said it's a big deal.
Can you speak Spanish?
Si.
Yeah. Big time?
Si.
Yeah. I can't. But obviously I understood what was happening there.
Tres años en la escuela.
Yeah. What's that mean?
En la universidad.
What's that mean?
That means I know my Spanish.
Really?
Si.
All right. Si, senor. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed.
En la biblioteca es muy books.
You read lots of books?
There are many books in the library. What's books there, PJ?
Libros.
Libro, of
Libros,
course.
You speak Spanish.
High school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, those guys are a blast to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
For a second there, I was wondering if it was a soccer game or a baseball game.
It sounds but you've got to love the passion of Polo Asensio when he's calling those. And big moments. I mean, Albert Pujols coming back to St. Louis after being gone for 10 years, it's storybook stuff. I mean, I don't think anybody, when he left here in 2012, I don't think anybody ever thought Albert Pujols would ever be in a Cardinal uniform again, and here he is. And he's being productive. He's more productive here than he was in his last 5 years in Anaheim. Think about that.
Right.
He's got his average up over 250.
Just imagine what he'd have done had he stayed.
Oh, yeah.
Something about the energy of Busch Stadium. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And there is. And, you know, those games in L.A. are not well attended at Angels, their home games.
And think about that. They had two of the best players ever.
Mike Trout?
Yeah. And Albert Pujols. And now they got Ohtani, too.
Yeah. And they played, what, one playoff series in the 10 years he was there?
Right.
And one wild card game. I mean, it was
you think he gets to 700?
So I wouldn't have. If you'd asked me a week ago, I'd say no way. So he's at 689 right now. There's a month and a half of the season left, almost exactly a month and a half.
He's got to hit 10 home runs in a month.
He's going to have to play against right-handed pitching. So, and, you know, he's not done as well against right-handed pitching, but it hasn't been horrible either.
Right.
Against left-handed pitching, he is in unreal territory, what he's doing against left-handed pitching. There's nobody in the league that can touch what Albert's putting up against lefty, but there's just not that many left-handers.
No.
So I think, And a lot's going to depend on the playoff race. So, you know, the Cardinals have a really good stretch of games coming up against teams under 500.
Yeah, but we don't necessarily always play well against teams
That's true.
Under 500.
That's exactly right. And so, meanwhile, the Brewers, they're playing the Dodgers, and they've got some big games. If we could put a little distance between ourselves and the Brewers, then I think you're going to see Albert playing more and more and more against right-handed pitching. And, you know, could he hit another 11 home runs between? I mean, he's done it before.
Sure.
But, I mean, it's, you know, 11 home runs in 6 weeks is a lot. But putting that, two on the board yesterday helps.
That scene where he knew he hit the second run. And, by the way, that had to have been one of the longest home runs in Busch
both
Stadium
of them.
This year.
They were bombs.
Yeah,
they were
both of them
well
were crushed.
Over 400 feet. Yeah.
But when he did that signal to the almost like a Superman
yeah.
look to
yeah.
the and the said bench. To those guys, let's go. I feel like this is a guy who wants to help this team go in there and go ahead and compete in the big game.
Yeah. I mean, they are laser focused right now on the World Series, as they should be. Now, the Dodgers are a huge hill to get over. They're the best team in baseball, best record in baseball. Incredible what they've been doing. The Mets are very good. The Braves are playing great baseball right now. And then you've got, you know, the Phillies and the Brewers. The Padres are out there without Fernando Tatis Jr.
What a deal there.
But the Cardinals are in the mix, probably not in the top tier of likely World Series candidates, but they're in the second tier. And anything can happen in the playoffs. And I do think that what the Cardinals have done to their pitching staff here could be very impactful by
right.
adding Jose Quintana, adding Jordan Montgomery. Both of those left-handers have been lights out since they both made two starts. They both have been very good. Montgomery hasn't given up a run yet in 11 innings. I bet the Yankees are regretting that because they're cold as ice right now.
Yeah.
They can't be happy to have let that left-hander go. He looks good in a Cardinal uniform.
Yes, he does. And, boy, we'll have Cardinal baseball right back on the airways tomorrow. What time is first pitch tomorrow night?
6:45.
You and I are going together on Wednesday.
6:45 is the first pitch. Yeah, we're going on Wednesday. The Colorado Rockies are in town. And 5:50 is a pregame show. Starts here on the Voice of St. Louis tomorrow. You'll have Matt is going to bring that to you. That'll be good. And then, of course, John Rooney, Ricky Horton on the play-by-play. Now, I wanted to ask you, the Cardinals have an interesting, if we get to postseason.
Okay.
You get in that first three-game series. It's a three-game series the first time
out. Why are you going to ask me this?
who are your starting
Who are your starting
pitchers in that three-game series?
Mikolas, Wainwright,
yeah.
And I don't know yet on the third.
So here's the thing. So probably you start Adam Wainwright in game one.
Right.
So the question becomes, and depending on the team you play, let's say you play a team that does poorly against left-handed pitching.
Okay.
All right? And it's a three-game series.
Okay.
Do you pitch Quintana and Montgomery and not pitch Michaelis in that first series? The all-star, who's been really good all year, do you
What say you,
him?
John Hancock? You're our baseball man.
I think it's a very tough decision. Right now it's a tough decision for me between Montgomery and Quintana in terms of who gets that start. Yeah, because all four of them are not going to start in that three-game series, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say right now I would go, if it's a team that's neutral, I would probably go Wainwright, Montgomery, Michaelis.
All right, here's my question for you. Does Albert get the DH the whole series?
Probably not against the likes of Matt Scherzer and, right-handed pitchers. Mm. That's the other thing about the playoffs. You're going to see the very best pitchers in baseball. You're
right.
Not seeing that when you play the Colorado Rockies and the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds. Well, Michael.
Yep.
It's another Monday night, a fine one.
I'll see you Friday morning.
I will see you here Friday morning on the Voice of St. Louis. I'll see you Sunday. Matt Pajeski, thank you so much. Stuff is coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.